You're listening to the CyberWire Network, powered by N2K.
And now, a word from our sponsor, SixthSense. SixthSense provides award-winning cloud-based automated endpoint and vulnerability management solutions to streamline IT and security operations. With its advanced platform, businesses gain complete visibility and control over their infrastructure, reducing IT and security risks and optimizing operational efficiency. With SixthSense, you'll get real-time alerts, risk-based vulnerability prioritization and remediations, and an intuitive automation and orchestration engine so you can focus on your core business goals, confident in the knowledge that your enterprise is secure, compliant, and running smoothly. To learn why enterprises choose SixthSense, visit SixthSense.com.
The word is device trust. Spelled device, as in a hardware computer, such as a mobile device, desktop, or server, and trust, as in confirmation that a device is the actual device it claims to be and that it complies to an established security policy. Definition: the process of verifying that a device is known, secure, and uncompromised before allowing it to connect to a network or access key resources. Example sentence: our zero trust strategy includes device trust as a key and essential tactic. Origin and context. Device trust is one of three components of a zero trust architecture, the other two being people trust and software trust. For device trust, the DevSecOps system that manages and continuously monitors the zero trust architecture is sometimes called a mobile device manager, or MDM. Typical systems conduct two types of integrity checks. The first is to verify that the monitored device is actually the device it claims to be by using public key cryptography standards, or PKCS, to create and manage signing certificates for all devices. The second integrity check is to confirm that the device is compliant with a previously established security policy, like the correct version of the operating system, all patches are applied, and no unauthorized applications are installed. Finally, and most importantly, these DevSecOps systems must continuously monitor both integrity checks. According to Beyond Identity, just because the device is managed doesn't mean the device is still securely configured or that the security software is running properly on the device as expected, because things can and do change. The security posture of a device is only valid for a given point in time. Security settings can change, software can break or be uninstalled. Nerd reference. In the 1988 movie Die Hard, John McClane, a NYPD cop played by Bruce Willis, demonstrates to the terrorist-slash-bank robber Hans Gruber, played by Alan Rickman, the importance of establishing device trust. Willis takes out a few of Rickman's henchmen, steals their walkie-talkies, you know, it was the 80s, cell phones weren't really a thing yet, and listens in on all of their plans. Finally, Willis decides to let them know he is the one that has been causing all the trouble, for reasons. One sound note: the audio volume goes up and down in this clip because the camera switches between the two actors who are in different locations. When the volume is loud, you're watching the actor talk into the walkie-talkie. When it's lower, you're watching the actor listening to the sound coming out of the walkie-talkie. Enjoy.
This is simply the beginning. I thought I told all of you I want radio silence until further...
I'm sorry, Hans. I didn't get that message.
Maybe you should have put it on the bulletin board. But I figured since I
waxed Tony and Marco and his friend here, I figured you and Carl and Franco might be a little lonely, so I wanted to give you a call.
This is very kind of you. I assume you are our mysterious party crasher. You are most troublesome
for a security guard.
Sorry, Hans, wrong guess.
Would you like to You like to go for double jeopardy where the scores can really change?
Who are you, then?
Just the fly in the ointment, Hans. The monkey in the wrench. The pain in the ass.
Check on all the others. Don't use the radio. See if he's lying about Marco and find out if anyone else is missing. Do you really think you have a chance against us, Mr. Cowboy?
Yippee-ki-yay, mother...
Word Notes is written by Tim Nodar, executive produced by Peter Kilpie, and edited by John Petrick and me, Rick Howard. The mix, sound design, and original music have all been crafted by the ridiculously talented Elliot Peltzman. Thanks for listening.
Now a word from our sponsor, Netskope. Netskope is a worldwide leader in SASE and Zero Trust. Its unified platform, Netskope One, provides optimized access and Zero Trust security for people, devices, and data anywhere they go, helping customers reduce risk, accelerate performance, and get unrivaled visibility into any cloud, web, and private application activity. To learn more about how Netskope helps customers be ready for anything on their SASE journey, visit netskope.com.